from the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State, via the Michigan Talk Network, all over the world, on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can find us on Facebook as well. All of our fun stuff is there. We'll try and keep you updated best we can. Want to thank our friends at Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason, for keeping us on the air here. Also, our friends at Conquest Sense and the United Deer Farmers of Michigan. And you know, I was going through some things, some pictures on the Facebook today. That's like 10 years ago. It was a picture of me and the actor's name I'm forgetting, but I remember him as Kenny Powers, the best. He and I together in the studios here 10 years ago. Where's the time go? Well, it's been six. It'll be six in May that my wife Sarah and I made the trip to Ireland to Lough Derg in County Clare and Scariff to go fishing. And I tell you, it was a beautiful time. Every bit of that trip is still on my mind. And I can name every person that we came in contact with because of my good friend Owen O'Hagan, who joins me right now via the telephone. Looking over, it's a nice afternoon in Scariff, County Clare, and you're overlooking Lough Derg now. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Duran, and hello to all the listeners of Wild Michigan. I am sitting, and you'll hear traffic going past, but I'm sitting in my truck overlooking the 33,000 acres of water that makes up Lough Derg on the mighty River Shannon. And I'm looking at one 19-foot lake boat illegally out on the lake fishing.
illegally out on the lake. God bless that guy, because right
There's one cowboy out there, boys.
There's one guy on the lake, and you know what? They're not listening to us right now, which is beautiful. But he's on the lake because the everybody, like you said, everybody's government is dealing with the pandemic differently. Here in the United States, you've got 50 different governors handling it 50 different ways. And I'm not going to go into my view of the current situation with our governor, because there are people that like her, the people that don't. I'm just going to stay neutral. And it hurts.
Stay clear of politics.
Right. You know, we're talking hunting and fishing. But if that were in the United States, there would be, backsides to elbows in fishermen, whether there was a pandemic or not. But, you know, there is no fishing because you said your emergency services are on a heavy schedule right now.
Yeah, and that's the reason they stopped people fishing, is because the emergency services are on standby to transport patients or people who are ill with COVID. They've asked people to stay off the water because if something happens, there'll be many branches of the emergency services will be called upon, like Coast Guard rescue and lifeboats and all that will have to go out. So they're trying to keep the rescue services for the COVID pandemic and the patients thereof. And while trout season has started here on Lough Derg, if there's no fishing this year, they'll be a pound bigger next year when we do get back out.
Right. You know, and that's the thing, too. You have on that lake some of the most beautiful wild brown trout fishing and big, big pike fishing that I've ever seen. I mean, these northerns over there are just monstrous. They're beautiful fish. And it's all the fishing that we did over there was pretty much done on the fly.
Yeah. The pike on the fly is something that you saw your fly rod bent double with it. With the pike that you caught, and that was only a 10-pounder. Imagine what a 30-pound pike will do to your fly rod.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, the backdrop of a castle while we're fishing and doing so.
Which I'm overlooking at the moment, Duran. I'm looking down at that castle, Castle Bawn on Lough Derg.
Oh, my gosh. It's just absolutely beautiful. If you've never seen it, we're going to repost the video that Owen produced when we were there last. But the trout fishing over there is very special, Owen, because it's so very traditional in its sense of when everybody does it and the amount of traffic that's on the lake that really is kind of minimal in by our standards.
Yeah, the busiest day on Lough Derg might see 50 boats out in 33,000 acres of water. There's lots of room. You couldn't hook anybody else or any other boat. But I believe in Michigan, it would be elbows deep on each lake trying to cast a rod. But here, no pressure on the water, no pressure on the fish, and the waters are pristine here. So I encourage everybody in Michigan to try Loch Derg once and to try a pint in Jacko's Bar, which hasn't been open in a year either.
Now, see, that's kind of hurtful because I know Eamon is a great guy, and that pub has been in his family for quite some time, and you know, do what you can to keep the pub open or any business open. It is very difficult, and travel to there is just non-existent, and that's hurting.
It is. The tourism industry has collapsed here totally in Ireland, as it has everywhere else in the world. Will it recover? Hopefully. We have a special product here that will attract people for generations. And you should know that the Shannon has been remarketed as the brand. A lot of people may have heard of the Wild Atlantic Way brand, but the Shannon has now been designated Ireland's Hidden Heartlands. And you were party to that a couple of years ago, and you know exactly the secrets that are out there. So it's not as hidden anymore, but it's still available for people to come and visit. And after this pandemic, I do invite everybody in Michigan to come and have a party in Scarif. It'd be great fun.
Owen O'Hagan is joining us here on Wild Michigan, my good friend, originally from Dublin, living in Scarif, County Clare. I encourage you to look it up and maybe look into doing a trip over there, because we did this very trip a few years ago, and it's fishing like I've never seen before, because, again, you don't need a license. The Irish don't like rules.
And that fisherman out there today.
Right. See, the one guy that's out on the lake today. But, I mean, look, everybody speaks the same language. The money system is very simple. I went to the ATM and got whatever money I needed out. The people are so welcoming as well in this part. It's a very small rural area that if you want to go, contact me. We will hook you up in the right direction. It's not a travel agency. It's just we happen to know people that can get you there, because this is something that is so overlooked and so inexpensive. Basically, for what you do on a full day charter, you could do Ireland with. And that's kind of no joke.
Yeah. And you flew Delta from Detroit into New York and then on into an airport. And Shannon Airport is 40 minutes away from Loch Derg. So literally an hour after your feet touch the ground of Shannon Airport, you could be on a 19-foot lake boat heading from Derg Isle. Your good friend Pori Giblin is right beside the lock at the mouth of the river Scarif, and you'll be out on the lake an hour later fishing for wild brown trout.
Absolutely, and it's truly a destination location, which we're going to get into more here in a few minutes with Owen, because it's, again, I can't begin to explain the experience. And it's the only place also where you can meet an Italian guy that's actually been to Lansing and a Lugnuts game. And Chef
Go
Marco.
Nuts. Go nuts.
Go nuts. But
I mean, a Lugnuts game as well.
Yeah, well, see, and Owen's been to a Lugnuts game as well, and we now welcome our friends at the Lake Great Lakes at the Loons, because they're a new affiliate at WLUN, so baseball going in with our sports here. But we're going to talk with Owen here and just a little bit more in depth with what goes on over in Loch Derg, because, again, this is an opportunity to take a trip to go fishing that is so cost-effective that I can't begin to explain it to you. But Owen, you keep looking out after that one lone cowboy on the boat and make sure he doesn't go down, because we can't have any emergency services running out.
I'm looking to see if he's catching one, so that's the main thing.
But yeah, you do that, and we'll talk for a second here, and then we'll come back to you, because we want details on the fishing there at Loch Derg in County Clare, Scarif, County Clare, Ireland. Absolutely beautiful. And again, man, they speak the English. It's very cool. So we'll talk more with Owen in a couple of minutes. I'm Duran Martinez. We're being brought to you by Not Just Guns on the Michigan Talk Network.
I steal believe.
Hey, Michiganiacs, this is your blood brother Ted Nugent celebrating the almighty Michigan Spirit of the Wild with my blood brother Duran Martinez on Wild Michigan. Go Wild.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, being brought to you by our friends at Conquest Sense, makers of VS1, also Evercom, and lots of other great, great products. Come deer season, get them now. If you can find them now, get them now, because they have a tendency to get very, very busy. Find them online, conquestsense.com, and get the products while you can, because come deer season, they fly off the shelves, and get your orders in ahead of time. Going to go over to Scariff, County Clare in Ireland, where the waterways are just being manned by one lone dude on a boat because it's been shut down. It's unheard of here, but they have, because of the, like Owen said, the emergency services being having to be on standby for COVID patients in that area, they couldn't get to somebody in trouble on a boat. So, but let's talk a little bit, Owen, about fishing, about the Nicola and the guys over at Black Bay Fishing Lodge, where they do a lot of pike on the fly. I mean, they'll also accommodate as well with some spin cast fishing with great big baits for these pike. Now, Nicola comes from Italy, and his crew, they're from Italy, but they took us out there, man. It was a great time, and I don't even speak Italian.
You don't need to turn. Angling is an international language, isn't it? You don't really need to speak any language when you know how to cast a fly or to put a spinner out. And anybody that watches the video that I made of Duran and Sarah Marie here will see how he dropped that spinner bait right in front of the lens, about 70, 80 feet from the boat that he was in to mine, and it splashed in the water just right in front of the lens, as if he meant it.
As if he meant it. I'm glad you said that, because, no, when I mean, this bait, I'm not kidding, it's just like this, like a 10-inch lizard bait that I was casting with a spin cast rod, and I had cast it, Owen's filming, and I had cast it towards the boat, and I look, I'm like, holy smokes, it's going to hit him. So I quickly stopped the cast, and it literally dropped right in front of the lens. It comes out of the sky, right past the lens, into the water, and I'm like, yeah, I meant that, which, no.
Yeah, you did.
We did. You know I didn't, but it looked good, and I was far enough away that you couldn't see the surprise on my face.
Yeah. That was a good day out, and we were glad to be able to offer that to Duran, because Black Bay Lodge do some magic pike fishing here, and they know the best spots to find the monsters out there, and boy, do they catch them. Check them up on blackbaylodge.com, I think is our website, and Nicola has loads and loads of photos of the specimens they catch. And the one good thing is they put them back, which is the main thing to do, to have proper fishing and angling techniques. Always put the fish back to fight again.
Yeah, they do a fantastic job. And they have come, I mean, it is literally world-class pike fishing in Europe, which is, I mean, look, we take for granted good pike fishing here. If I were to grab a guy like Pete Mena or Babe Winkleman, these guys, you know, these Wisconsin and Minnesota guys that know pike fishing as well as they do, put them in that environment, I really think they would be shocked, because I don't think they, you know, I don't think that too many people think outside of the Midwest and pike fishing, when, you know, the same species is over in Ireland and the techniques are pretty much the same. And the fish are incredible because the pressure is so low.
Yeah, and they're voracious. These pike would take any lure. And if you put one that attracts them, usually colorful lures are the best. And they use a lot of feathers on the fly as well, a lot of crinkly silver and gold to make the light dance in the water and attract the pike. And boy, do they attack those lures. They love them.
Yeah, it's an actually incredible fishery over there. Now let's talk about places to stay, or you know, should we want to go? Because this isn't a big city, this isn't a big metropolis, and you know, and you've got great, you know, bed and breakfast or you know, farmhouses like we visited there with, yeah, Kevin and his wife.
There's Airbnb here as well, which everyone's aware of in Michigan as well. There's lots of Airbnb accommodation. There is some houses directly on the lake which you can rent and bring a boat out straight out into the lake after having your breakfast, or go out and catch your breakfast and bring it back, which is even better. But there's lots of bed and breakfast accommodation. Not everyone can stay with us like you and Sarah Marie did, but we can find accommodation for people as well. There's lots of people locally. And if it came to it, we could always inveigle a few friends to maybe put someone up as well. I'm just thinking that I listened to the promo there with Ted Nugent. He'd be welcome in Scarf, as long as he brought his guitar with him as well.
Right, little something. And that's the other thing, too. I want to get this across to everybody. I was speaking with Owen O'Hagan over in Conaclare, Ireland, about fishing on Loch Derg. The one thing that we noticed about Ireland, everywhere you went, there was music. There was somebody that would grab a guitar, a boring, a flute, a fiddle, whatever the case. And they would play. And they would play. And they would sing. There was like no shame in anybody's game. And it was fantastic.
The first night that you came into Jacko's Bar, we had a great sing-song. Terry was there, and Denise Glass playing the fiddle, and Terry playing the guitar. And Duran even sang as well, as well as sampling his first ever pint of draft Guinness in Ireland that was poured specially for him. And he savoured that moment, and we had great fun that night. It was great singing and great crack, as they say, in Ireland.
It absolutely was.
Crack, C-R-A-I-C, I should say, not as in the stuff you smoke.
Not as in crack as whack. It was definitely a good time. And, you know, everybody, I mean, from Michael and Brian, from when we dined on the ferry, the landlocked ferry there, to you know, like Fergus in the pub, you know, and everybody over there. I remember everybody's name, and it was that kind of trip. So if you want to make that kind of trip, man, by all means, let me know, and we'll find a way for you to find the right people. I mean, again, we're not a travel agency by any stretch. But at the same time, we want you to enjoy something as inexpensive as this definitely can be.
The flight is probably $700 or $800, I think, probably from Detroit to Shannon. And after that, accommodation is not that expensive. You could get bed and breakfast accommodation for probably $50-$60 a night, and a pint of Guinness. Well, last time I tasted one was about €4 or $5 a pint, and. If you only kept your money for the Guinness at night time, you'd survive. You wouldn't need food.
No, well, yeah.
Eating and drinking in it.
Guinness is healthful anyway. That's what the Gilroy prints say.
Yeah. It's full of iron, as they say.
Right. But
now, one thing I will tell your listeners, Duran, is that we don't have mosquitoes.
Right.
We do not have mosquitoes. You can fish net free any time of year. We don't have ice fishing because it never gets cold enough for the lake to freeze, bar once in a lifetime. It's always. You can fish all year round for pike, all year round, 365 days a year, if you like, trout between March and September. But when we can all travel again, I want to invite all of Michigan over. We have space here. We have space on the lake for everybody if they want to come.
Yeah, there is plenty of room, believe me. It does not get crowded, and the people are fantastic. And if you want a chance to fish some wild brown trout or some phenomenal pike fishing, Owen and everybody over there on Loch Derg and Scariff, we can hook you up. But Owen, it's always great talking with you. Greatly appreciate it. And please give our love to everybody in Scariff. That's about everybody we know.
Cheers, Duran. Hi, Tom, in Michigan.
Absolutely. More coming your way. I'm Duran Martinez, being brought to you by our friends at Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason, United Deer Farmers of Michigan, and Conquest Scents here on the Michigan Talk Network.